For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Friends and family are mourning the horrific deaths of dozens of victims who were killed in the massive wildfire that spread through Butte County last Thursday. The town of Paradise in California is a mountainous region with few roads leading out due to steep canyons that surround it. Over 200 people are still unaccounted for as emergency crews put out hotspots and try to locate and identify bodies. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Mike Wallen.
Stuff being in a small neighborhood like I live in, and a lot of the homeowners, close to half, lost their home, and about half made it through.
President Trump today offered prayers for the victims and praised the efforts of fire crews after criticism last week about firefighter suppression efforts.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Finally, there's a winner in the Arizona Senate race. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
In Arizona, the Democrat wins. Republican Martha McSally concedes the Arizona Senate race to Democrat Kristen Sinema after a vote recount, which has gone on now for a week since the midterm election. McSally on Twitter saying, "Congrats to Kristen Sinema. I wish her success. I'm grateful to all those who supported me in this journey. I'm inspired by Arizonan spirit, and our state's best days are ahead of us."
Maryland is suing to stop the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. They argue that it's unconstitutional for the president to just appoint someone who's not Senate confirmed to his cabinet. The Justice Department argues that the president does have the authority after the Vacancies Reform Act to appoint people to cabinet positions. Whitaker, as acting AG, would take over the oversight of the Mueller-Russia probe. Democrats are demanding that he recuse himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi wants to be Speaker of the House again. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
With Democrats taking control of the House, there's still a lot of debate who will be Speaker of the House. Now, Nancy Pelosi is arguing that it should be her and Congressman Steve Scalise. He's a Republican. He joined Fox News and said, Pelosi, she's earned it. She probably should be Speaker of the House.
Well, I think she will. I mean, if you look, she was their main fundraiser. She was the one out front the whole way through in this election cycle on the Democrat side. And I think she's going to be the leading candidate on the Democrat side to be Speaker. And so, you know, they've got an internal fight. Look, there were a number of Nancy Pelosi's Democrat candidates who ran saying they wouldn't vote for her as Speaker. So that's going to be an interesting test that a lot of people will be watching in January. Will their very first vote as a new member of Congress be to break the word they made to their constituents? That's going to be something they have to deal with.
Petco says eating natural foods isn't just for humans anymore. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The pet supply chain says it's phasing out treats and foods with artificial flavors, preservatives, and colors. It'll start doing so in January. Petco makes nearly $100 million from the sales of such products, but the company says it believes healthier options will help minimize their losses. The Petco CEO, Ron Coughlin, says it's more important for the stores to put pets' health first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.